Lord Krishna has Lord Krishna has got three energies. How many of you know? Lord Krishna has got three energies. Supreme Lord has three powers. Main. He has got unlimited powers, but all the powers are divided into three categories. So one is called internal potency of the Lord. We say as Antaranga Shakti. This Antaranga Shakti of the Lord or the internal potency of the Lord is also called as Yogamaya. This energy enhances Lord's pastimes, creates environment, atmosphere and arrangements for Lord to perform pastimes. Also, this energy serves the Lord by expanding Lord's pastimes. There is the internal potency. And Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, if you take shelter of the internal potency of the Lord, you will be free from the bond of birth and death. Daivi yeshi gunamai mama maya duratya. So one who takes shelter of this, Mahatmanasu mam partha daivim prakruti ashritaha. Those people are called great souls, Mahatmas, who are always under the shelter of internal potency of the Lord. Those people who are under the shelter of internal potency of the Lord are defined as Mahatmas, not somebody who is a politician or somebody who is famous in this world. It's the world gives them title of Mahatma, but real definition of Mahatma is that person who is always under the protection and shelter of the internal potency of the Lord. Then the internal potency of the Lord expands into external potency of the Lord. And that is called as Mahamaya. And the external potency of the Lord manifests the material world. Yogamaya manifests the spiritual world. And external potency of the Lord manifests the material world, and she is the Adhishtatri Devi, the controller demigoddess of the material world. And she is represented by Durga Devi. And Yogamaya or the internal potency is represented by Radharani. Radharani is the personification of the internal potency of the Lord. Durga Devi is the manifestation of the external potency of the Lord. And the living entity is in between. You and me, all living entities like cats and dogs and even demigods and the insects and the reptiles and the fish and the tree, whichever is living, all living entities are in between the two energies. And all the living entities that you and me are called as Tatastha Shakti or marginal potency. Tata means what? The border. Tat of river, which separates the water from the land. That is called the border. Right? It can be the river bank or the ocean bank or anything. So it's called coast. Coastal. Why we are called coastal? Why we are called Tatastha? Tatastha, that means one who remains at the tata, at the border of the two energies, internal and external. And we have our position in between. We can choose to take shelter of the internal energy or external energy. If you take shelter of the external energy, then you get bound by the laws of material world and by the laws of birth and death. You get bound by the cycles of birth, old age, disease and death. If you leave that by knowledge and take shelter of the internal potency of the Lord, then you become a devotee of the Lord, and then you get freed from the cycle of birth and death. So bhakti is the process of giving up the shelter of Mahamaya and taking up the shelter of Yogamaya. Simple. Bhakti is the process of giving up one shelter which is not good, accepting one which is better than that, or best, I would say. And by the help of Yogamaya, your even devotion expands. Like she expands the leela of the Lord, pastime of the Lord, she also helps you to expand your devotion, to grow, to multiply, to progress towards the Lord. The internal potency of the Lord helps you. The living entity like you and me have the choice to go here or there. And Lord doesn't force you. but knowledge He gives you, what is good for you. So by the power of the Lord's knowledge, one can choose, okay, now I understand, I give up this shelter and I go to this shelter. And under the shelter of Yogmaya, Mahamaya can't touch you. You can't get lost. You will get all happiness, all pleasure while you are in the world. At the end of your life, you will get the liberation in Vaikuntha. That is Tatastha. So we are all in the category of Tatastha Shakti. This all description is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita in details, very beautifully given in Bengali language. And Prabhupada has translated that into English. And then devotees have translated into Marathi, Hindi, Gujarati, Russian, Japanese, all kinds of languages. Any other question is there? So we end here. Hare Krishna.